Welcome to the Be the CEO of Your Life and Business podcast. I'm Laura Catina.
And I'm Amy Mara.
And we created this podcast out of our own struggles with the hope that we can help other women who are navigating one of the many different seasons we've been through.
Whether you're running a business or dealing with the juggling act of your motherhood and your career, we are here to give you real tips and strategies to navigate it all. So let's dive into today's episode.
This week, Amy and I want to talk about what's your why?
Ooh.
Right. So Amy and I love goal setting, all things like goals, habits, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we're now in our fourth year of building this business?
Yeah.
We're in our fourth year of building this business. And every year we want to grow, we want to expand. And literally just sat down a couple months ago to talk about what we want to do to grow our business in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point in time, we had no idea what was coming, right? So we have some things that have come up that's, giving us some potential opportunities. And I've been thinking, I don't know if I've said it before, but I do some work with Simon Sinek's company, and his book, Start With Why, was pivotal before I opened up my own practice. And I literally have it on my desk. I keep it in there.
Yep.
And it's a big question. So when we are evaluating whether or not we're going to pursue these opportunities, I literally just looked at Amy before we started recording. I was like, well, why are we doing this?
Yeah. Why are we doing this? Like, that's the big question. And I think that sometimes we can feel very detached from our why when, well, one, you don't have it clearly defined for yourself. And then the second way is because you stop acting in alignment with your why.
Ooh.
And that, I think, has been a big thing, a big shift. Actually, there is an experience that I can touch upon from this past week. So, one of the things that, at least for me and us building our own practice, was really important to me was I wanted to feel fulfilled in my legal career. I love being a lawyer. There was a point in time where I thought I didn't want to be a lawyer anymore because I got so bogged down and so disconnected from the true passion that I felt for the law. And one of the things that has been pivotal for me in building a firm with Laura is that we have autonomy over the clients that we work with. And we have the ability to evaluate cases the way that we want to evaluate cases and really come from a place of, does this align with the vision that we have for our business? Does this align with the kind of client that we want to work with? And it will sound really crazy to say this, but the kind of character or client, the character of the client is actually more important to me than the case itself.
Yeah.
And I know we talked about one longstanding client of Laura's last week, and clearly we know why. We love him so much. Mm-hmm. He's fast. He's growing to be, one of my favorite clients now too. He's just an incredible person. And so I started to evaluate this, and there were a couple of clients last week that I sat back and I was like, why am I banging my head against the wall about these certain specific clients? Is there a theme here? What is going on? And I really did realize in that moment that there was a thread that really wove amongst all of them. And it was the clients that just did not want to listen to what I was asking of them.
Right.
And just kept on felting that on principle and on what they believed to be right, that they were the ones that, they were like, oh yeah, of course. Why can't you see it my way? And part of the, autonomy question and why it's so important, why it's so important for me to have the autonomy to say, you know what, this is not going to be a good fit, is because I know what it's like to work with clients that are difficult like that.
Yeah.
And I know what it's like to feel like I'm losing control of the situation and I'm losing control of, the principles and how I like to practice law. And I actually was able to amicably part ways with a specific client that actually was just a prospective client at the time and lead him into a different direction because I knew it was going to be a problem for me. And the reason that I'm in this business and the reason I'm building this firm is to not just take everything that walks in the door.
Right.
It's to be really specific about the kind of clients and the firm and the relationships that I want to foster with my clients when I'm representing them. So that was a moment where I was like, go back to what is foundational. Go back to my why. Why am I doing this? And who do I want to do this with?
And it makes me think, you know, back to the question of why would we want to expand? Well, we could expand our reach and the number of clients that we can help. So if we, you know, explore one of these opportunities, we'd be able to reach more people, help more people. And, you know, for me, obviously it's always great to make more money, but I feel like if we expand the number of clients that we're helping and working with, then the money will come. Mm-hmm. Obviously you can't be dumb about what you're spending.
Correct.
But I feel like it'll just come naturally. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because that's actually never been on our vision board as like one of the whys for us.
No, no.
Right?
Because yeah, that's true.
Ever since we started, there were just like principal values that we really based the entire, you know, foundation of our business on. We wanted to be recognized for the hardworking women that we were, the, you know, the women that really wanted to continue to build and niche out into different areas and continue to grow certain practice areas. And we also wanted the recognition that like, we are not just robot litigators. We do have so many multifaceted pieces to ourselves. And that all kind of culminated into why we were doing it. But we knew that if we did it the way that we were meant to do it, based on those values, based on the why that was really like, you know, propelling us in this direction, that all of that success would come.
It's so true. Tell me if this makes sense. Your why is different from your goals. Like,
yes.
We have financial goals, right? Like, because how else are you going to track your growth? Like in my mind, we have to have financial goals as part of the bigger picture, because how else are we going to track if we're growing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the goal of making a certain amount of money is not why we're doing it.
Correct.
Right. Mm-hmm. So when we first, and I still have that notebook, when we first opened our firm and we wrote down our values, they were actual values and like whys, right?
Yes.
As to why we were doing this.
Yeah.
It wasn't to make a certain amount of money, right? Even if you think of, if you have a certain like financial goal, right? At least for me, why do I want to make more money? So I can do more things with my family. So I can, it's not so I can like it's nice to have stuff.
Yeah.
But it's not, you know, so I can buy more stuff. It's like, I want to take vacations with my family and do things, maybe like buy Mike certain things that he wants. Like, it's nothing like for me, right?
Yeah.
All spending it's time-based things.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really comes back to what's your why? What are your values? It's like the foundation of our business, right?
Yeah. And I also think too, that the way that you can think of it, this is that even if you were to set the goal first, you can't ever reach that goal until you answer the question why.
Right.
You can't ever, like, if you say that you want to make $100,000 profit in your business, so forget about your salary for a second, just an additional amount of money on top of what you're already bringing in, and you say, I want to make $100,000. Why? What? Because you could, do you want to just brag about it to somebody else and say, we made an additional six-figure profit this year? Or is it rooted in something like what Laura's talking about? Is it rooted in the fact that maybe that money is going to pay for or trade as time freedom, right?
Yes.
Because I know, and Laura will tell you, that to get to that benchmark, that six-figure benchmark in your business, you're going to have to trade a lot of your time to get there. So you might not have the freedom in the process of trying to attain to that specific goal.
Right.
You might have flexibility because, and we've talked about this on a previous podcast before, you might have flexibility because you now are in control of your hours and you can be flexible in that sense, but you won't reach the freedom until you get to that goal. But if you won't be able to get to that goal until you know why you want to get there. It's like the universe or whoever you believe in, your creator, God, whoever, they're not going to send that your way until you are crystal clear as to what you're going to do when you get to that goal.
Yeah. Yeah. And you have to know that.
Yeah.
In order for things to fall into place, I think.
Yep.
So what would be your why for expanding the business?
Wow. Let's just ask the tough questions this morning, Tina. One of the things I think for sure is that I'm feeling like there's certainly a pain point of the why that I've always been rooted on. And the why is that I've always wanted to be building this business the way that we have wanted to build it, which is by having a strong team of women, building this law firm and creating this brand and being able to do it the way that we want to do it in a culture that is really uplifting. And I feel like if I reach a certain point where there's too much overwhelm and stress, I can't effectively carry out that why anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that expanding the business, while it sounds so crazy, it's like, oh wait, that's stressful too. Expanding the business brings in more layers of people to help contribute to that goal of being able to expand, maybe take things off of our plates because they are getting very full. And being able to then go back to really, really enjoying every single piece of building this business. And plus, because I love building the business.
It's so fun.
It is so fun. Like the business, I say this all the time. Like I love the business of law just as much as I love the practice of law. They have their own special space in my day. And I recognize them as such, but I could literally spend the entire day just building the business and creating the culture and pouring into that aspect of it as much as I can actually practicing the law.
Yeah. And this could apply, right? This question applies to anything mm-hmm. in your life. Like even if like you want to lose weight, right?
Yeah.
Why do you want to lose weight?
Yeah.
So just because you want to look a certain way or you want to be like a certain number on the scale, there has to be something like deeper than that.
Yeah.
It's got to be something like, yeah, the surface goals are fine. Like, and it's fine to want to be a certain, but that can't be the only reason you're doing it. Like you want to be healthier. You want to be, it has to be a bigger,
it has to be a bigger thing.
Foundational. Why?
Before we ask you that question about expansion and put you on the spot, Katina, I want to jump into this part too, because Laura brings up a really good point. Your why has to be strong enough that you can call upon it when things get really tough, right? Like you, if you are in a period of stress and overwhelm, even using the fitness example, you get so stressed, you can get easily derailed mm-hmm. from your goals. Totally. I'm going to sleep in. I'm not going to do the workout. I'm not going to pack my lunch. I'm not going to cook. I'm just going to do whatever, you know, it doesn't matter. You'll just go rogue from your plan, right? You're away from your goal. When your why is so strong and so concrete, and it's at the top of your mind every single day as to why you're doing what you're doing, maybe it's because you have a history of illness or a history of heart disease, or you have, you know, you want to just be a vital and healthy and vibrant human being and be able to play with your kids.
Yeah.
That could be an emotional why and like tied so deeply into you that when you think about it, it's like, I'm not skipping on my goals today. I'm not skipping on my routine today. I'm going to get this done because this is me. This means so much to me. And this is so important to me. So in your business, when things get hard, because they are every single day, this week has been particularly trying. And we think it's because the full moon is coming, but we also just think that people are just difficult this week. It's been really hard. It's kind of been shaking our goals and it's been shaking us a little bit. And we've got a lot of irons in the fire right now. So we need to be on top of our game. Yeah. So it's like, if you don't have a lock solid why that you can say, oh, that's right, this is why I'm doing this, it won't carry you through those difficult, stormy times.
And there are a lot of them, right? So especially in building your business. So for me, what's my why for expanding? I think, like I said before, like it'll give a, what did I always say when we were at our last firm? You and I, my instinct is that we are meant for more. I have felt that for years. Yep. I had no idea. And I used to say this to you too. I don't know what that means.
Valid. She used to say it all the time.
All the time. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what that means, but I just feel like we are meant for so much more than this. And now it's almost like it's coming to fruition, right? Yes. So we're building and building, not in an irresponsible way, right? But we're building year over year, and it's giving us the opportunity to help more clients and work with so many different types of people in the way that we want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that expanding will just give us that opportunity to not only work with more and different clients, but also give an employment opportunity to additional people, right?
Oh, I think that's true.
And to build a bigger team and work in our environment, right? The way we want the environment to be. And we spoke with somebody last week about, you know, potentially coming here, and we explained like how we run our firm. Like, we value communication and teamwork. Like we don't, Amy and I hate the word staff. We don't
hate.
It's a pain point word. From our prior environment. The staff, we hate it. We don't have staff.
We have a team.
And so we explained that is how we operate. So for me, you know, having the opportunity to grow means that we will be able to help and work with more people and bring more people under our wings, so to speak.
It's really interesting, because I think I can say this for Laura too. Our why in that sense is not finessed just yet, because we have a lot going on right now. Until we can see things unfolding, I think there's also a little hesitation as to putting like a real true like period on the end of that sentence. Mm-hmm. It's still evolving, and that's okay too. But you have to ask yourself the question.
You have to ask the question.
You cannot. I mean, just to think, I can think of a few people right now just bulldozing through life, thinking that, you know, if I get to the next point, it's going to get better. If I get to the next point, it's going to get better. If I get more clients, it's going to make things easier. It's just not the case. That's not the way that you should be like forging ahead in your life, in your business. You need to have something that anchors you back to really foundationally, like, why are you doing this?
And you may not like the answer. Like, yes. You could ask yourself that question. And like, why am I looking for a new job opportunity? Why do I want this promotion? Why do I want? And it could be because I want to make more money. Well, that's not a real why. Like, everybody wants to make more money, you know?
What tip just came to your mind about asking the question?
Oh, I don't know.
There is Dean Graziosi about the seven layers?
Oh my God.
Seven layers of why. He says, start with a question, one question, and give yourself the answer. And then ask yourself the question why, until you reach seven layers deeper to what that superficial surface answer was. So Laura's example, why do you want this new job opportunity? Oh, because I want to make more money. Why? Well, if I make more money, then I'm going to not be as stressed about my monthly finances. Why? Because my retirement fund is going to be fully funded. Why? Like, you keep asking that question until you get down to level seven beneath the surface. And that's going to give you your true why. Like, you're going to get to the point where, according to Dean, you're going to get to the point where that's really your true why.
Yeah.
That's the real reason behind what it is that you are trying to look for.
Yeah. And it's, you know, I think what it comes down to, you know, if you are in a situation like Amy and I, when you, you're evaluating opportunities, you're trying to figure out which direction you want to go in, whether it could be personal or business, right? So this could apply to anything in your life. Start with asking the question. You may be surprised by where it leads you, mm-hmm. but to get to like the right destination and to have the right foundation for why you're doing what you're doing, you have to start with asking yourself why you're doing it. Thanks so much for tuning in. We thank you for spending time with us today, and we'll talk to you on the next episode.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts, and perhaps share it with someone that you think might benefit from today's episode. We'll see you next week.